This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass guy? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
19 past the hour from our Baltimore studios, in for Roland Martin. It's April Ryan. Hey there, April.
Good morning, Skip. Good morning, everyone. Well, with a limited showing this weekend, the movie Selma is reported to have had a strong number of showings, well, strong numbers at the box office in the 19 locations of its release. It hits theaters January 9th nationwide. And with us on the phone is a cast member from that incredible movie, Wendell Pierce, who played Reverend Hosea Williams. And thank you, Wendell, for joining us from L.A. this morning. We know it's very early. Thank you.
Oh, that's okay. Happy holidays, everybody. Good morning.
Happy holidays to you. Well, Wendell, this film depicts what happened in 1965 in the walk from Selma to Montgomery for blacks to gain voting rights. It took three attempts as blacks were beaten back. Tell us how this film depicts the reality of what actually happened in 1965.
Well, I'm real honored to be a part of this film because, you know, this is when you really see the power of the art form of film. While this is something that's depicted for that happened 50 years ago, it's ever-present. You know, it's so relevant and profound to what's happening in the United States today and around the world today. It just shows you that there were men and women of all races, of all ages, from all parts of the country that came together because they knew that the country wasn't living up to its true values. And Selma is about that great campaign led by Martin Luther King and the other men and women of SCLC and SNCC, and how they used their power of advocacy to basically force this country to live up to its values. And it resulted in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that protects all of our rights to vote. But, you know, this film is coming out now and is being celebrated and all, but, you know, just last year, those very rights were actually struck down, parts of them, down by the Supreme Court. So something that some people may see as a historic film, a historic drama, is really actually a film depicting an ongoing civil rights advocacy that's happening today.
Oh, interesting point. Now, you played Reverend Hosea Williams. What was your takeaway from that character, a lieutenant for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.?
Well, I realized there were so many people who were a part of the civil rights movement who were leaders of in their own right. You know, Hosea Williams, Reverend Williams, started in Savannah, Georgia, and working on desegregating the schools and desegregating all the businesses. And he was a leader in his own right. You know, you look at Andy Young and you look at Amelia Boynton in Selma, who actually convinced the reverends to come there to work on what they were doing for years. They were called the Courageous Eight. Some people called them the Crazy Eight. Why would you even do that? And they sometimes were out there on their own and sometimes falling short. And so they had to reach out to really get the momentum going and get the power behind the movement. It just shows you that ordinary people came together and did extraordinary things.
I saw the movie.
But more importantly, this film will show you and remind you that there's blood on that ballot box, that there are many people that died for our rights. You know, we always celebrate those people who give the ultimate sacrifice in war on foreign soil. Uh-huh. But we never celebrate the people that gave their lives right here on American soil, on those dirt roads and those country woods and that Alabama River right there in Selma, Alabama, who lost their lives, so that we could actually live the true American dream.
And Jay was saying something. Jay, what were you saying?
I saw the movie. What I liked about it, Wendell, was how, as a group, they made decisions that really stood out in history. There were a lot of times when Dr. King really didn't know what to do or, you know, and he would pray about it. But after he kind of talked to everybody in the group, they made a decision that just kind of changed history. And that was really good because a lot of people didn't know. You see the human side of him in that movie. About their times when he just
Definitely.
Didn't know what to do. Yeah, it's really good, really, really good.
And also just the shadow of death. Everybody knew that their lives were in constant danger. And it was almost this awareness that it wasn't a question of if someone was going to die. It was a question of when someone is going to die.
What,
and the thing I love about the movie, The thing I love about the movie is we're not romanticizing it. It's not about drinking at a water fountain. It wasn't about just sitting on a bus. People gave their lives to make sure that we could fully participate in the American system.
Now, this movie hits theaters nationwide January 9th. It was in a limited release in 19 locations, and it had a very strong showing. But I also want to go to something else that Wendell was in, and it had a big hit this weekend as well. On HBO, some of you seen Bunk this weekend on HBO. It's a marathon running of The Wire. Wendell, did you ever expect that The Wire would be so much of a cultural sensation, a pop sensation right now, even after production has stopped?
No, I mean, that's like lightning in a bottle. Same thing with Selma. We knew we were doing something important. We knew that we were doing doing really good work and wonderful work. But you never know how the audience is going to take it. We actually thought the show wasn't going to go too far. You know, I saw the first couple of episodes, and I said, man, we better save our money because this is going to be canceled soon. But what happened was it was a real authentic examination of the dysfunction of American cities and American institutions, and so much so that it resonates 12 years after it first came on the air.
Wow.
You know, and that is everywhere I go all around this world. I walked into a hotel room in Zimbabwe and turned it on, and there was The Wire.
Wow.
So this weekend, right now, this marathon is going on. All five seasons for 5 days.
It was trending on Twitter last night.
Yeah, it's been amazing to share the experience with fans.
Yeah. Well, Wendell, our time has run out. We could talk to you forever, but I just want to say this really quick. Wendell is in a recurring role on Ray Donovan. What's the scoop real fast?
Ray Donovan is going to be coming back on Showtime right now. Two Golden Globe nominations, and so on January 11th, we're going to celebrate those nominations on the Golden Globe, along with Selma, which been nominated for the Golden Globes. And
all
then
right.
On February 19th, it'll be on CBS, The Odd Couple, The Return of the Odd Couple.
And you play Teddy.
Yeah, I play Teddy. I play Oscar Madison's agent. It's loosely based on Mari the cop, but I'm now Teddy.
Congratulations.
That's cool.
Talk about an actor who can keep on working.
Yes.
Wendell Pierce.
Thank you, Wendell.
Thanks, Wendell.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, April.
Thank you.
Wendell.
Thank you, April.
Thanks,
Happy
guys.
New Year to you. Got to get out and see Selma. You and the kids make it a family alley.
Please go see it. See
get
the Negro Round. Negro Round.
In Negro Round.
Negro Round. Okay.
Get your fix of Black History.